Hello, everybody, and welcome to the second part of our introduction to the social media team at Laudit Solicitors. For those who heard the first podcast, it was myself and Mark. Now I'm in the Southampton office, and there's a team of five of us, three solicitors, two trainees, and we're all here to address any concerns that you have. But I wanted to introduce you all to them, and in no particular order, say for seniority, I've got the lovely Ellis here. Hello, Ellis.
Hello.
I've got Mark.
You spoke yesterday, Michael, but hello, how are you?
You got the same jumper on as yesterday,
I see. No, I haven't. I've got a different one on. I haven't opted for my multicoloured jumper as I did yesterday.
Okay, long live Keith Chegwin. And I've got Fatima here. Hello, Fatima.
Hello there.
And Owen.
Hi.
Hi. Owen is our trainee, and Fatima's trainee qualifies in limbo, so practically qualified. So welcome, everybody, and thank you for listening. The social media phenomena is a word for you. I wanted to address today, if you feel that you do need to make contact with us, how to go about it. So Ellis, you've got a problem, social media problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're worried about it. What are you going to do about it?
First thing I would say is be clear as to what that problem is. Where is it based? What platform are you on? Can you contact the platform directly? But I would say get in touch with us to chat about it. Be very clear as to what you want the end goal to be. What do you want out of it? And then we'll take it from there.
What do you mean by platform? What are you going on about?
So you said social media problem. Yeah. What social media platform are you on? Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter.
So it's like a house, the home platform.
Yeah.
I get you. And so you've got... So the defamation and harassment. Mark, defamation online.
Yeah, so as we discussed yesterday, when it comes to all these online attacks that certain victims have been subject to, they seem to be quite varied as to what has happened to them, whether there's a troll, someone they know, someone they don't know. And yeah, we tend to find that a lot of them come under the umbrella of defamation, or which harassment is considered as under that umbrella as well, malicious falsehood. And that's where it turns sour for some poor person or company. We keep saying person, but it could be a business who have got a page on one of the social media platforms, as Ellis has just said. So we discussed it yesterday, didn't we, that we thought part two would be really interesting to introduce some of our colleagues that have to speak to people on the phone or through email about certain things that they've been subject to online.
And Fats, you're the cold face dealing with phones. I saw you on the phone today.
Yes. Yes, I was.
What type of scenarios are you seeing?
Let's
take the Facebook examples. Yes. What type of Facebook examples are you seeing?
So, I mean, it can vary. It could be somebody's posted something on Facebook that specifically says my name, which obviously clearly identifies the person, or it could be, you know, somebody's alluded to something about me or my company on Facebook. So,
What Tesco's are rubbish?
Affected my group, the person who runs this group, unfortunately had an incident, was known to bully so-and-so.
Uh-huh.
Or this person's done this, for instance.
So serious allegations. Yes. About, I mean, we've had nonsense, made allegations of someone being a paedophile or a pedo.
Bullying into somebody else, committing suicide, all sorts of awful things.
So quite unpleasant stuff.
Yes.
Which causing tremendous amount of stress and anxiety for the individual.
Yes. And a question I get asked is, do I have a case of defamation? And one of the things I always like to tell people, when you ask the question, do I have a case of defamation, if you're trying to bring a claim for defamation, you've got 12 months till from when the thing was said or written. And what I like to say, in regards to what's been said, you need to think, what's been said, what proof do I have of it? What's the chances of what kind of harm will come of it?
Yeah.
If I were to issue a claim, what's counterclaim could the other person say? Then that.
So if you need to have a full overview, yes, don't you, before you consider it? But certainly from a perspective of the more serious comments, people are... You've seen it, Owen, haven't you, in terms of the idea, people, how they address each other. They can be quite, I'm rude putting it mildly, but some of them can be quite obnoxious, can't they? Horrific comments.
Yeah, and it's not even just the fact of it being on just one platform. Some are multifaceted and shared and screenshotted and posted on all forms of publications, which can really ruin someone's reputation, yeah, or their companies.
And I was always taught before the internet that in any form of litigation, you're only really as good as your documents, the evidence that you can rely upon. So guys, from a perspective of if you feel that you've been the victim of harassment, you need to contact us with the correct documentation, I presume.
Absolutely, yeah. If you don't have the evidence and you don't have the screenshots of the posts, copies of the comments that have been made, then there's nothing to prove that those instances happen. The internet is very fast-paced, so things can disappear as quickly as they appeared. If you don't have the evidence in black and white, then it's she said, he said, your word against, yeah, someone else.
But I'm also conscious that all these social media companies, they all have the terms and conditions. They all have their acceptable policies that you need to follow. So I don't, what I struggle with from a legal perspective is do you deal with these people directly and don't come to the law, or do you deal with us directly, who deal with the social media companies directly, or do you just go straight to court and litigate? I mean, how do you determine, distinguish the best way to go about it? Again, using Facebook, Mark, what if you've been, I've been harassed by individuals on Facebook, family members, they've called me all sorts. What do I do? Do I go to Facebook myself and say, remove it? Help me out.
Okay, so first things first, we never advise anyone, and the court certainly do not appreciate anyone that issues proceedings in the first instance. It should be as a last resort, and you need to try and exhaust all other pre-action methods first. I think in terms of cost, I mean, this isn't something, okay, as a business, it's going to be important that you protect yourselves. But as an individual, I think I'm sort of speak for everyone when we say we haven't got thousands of pounds just sat in the bank ready to fight someone that has been, you know, subjecting us to all of this harm online. So I would say before you even pick up the phone to us, and by all means, please do call us. You're not going to get charged for a conversation, but, you know, do try and reach out to the person. If you feel it's too aggressive, then of course you're going to avoid that. So then certainly do reach out to Facebook.
But I think from a tactical jumping in there, tactical point of view, you know, it's all about tactics. And if you can show that you've reached out to the individual beforehand,
yeah,
and said, come on, cousin Tommy, stop that.
Yeah, yeah, and you can show that. And again, the screenshot point is, it's crucial. Evidence is key, and you will be expected to provide all that in the first instance, not even if you did sadly end up in court proceedings. It would be within the pre-action basis, as if a letter did have to be sent out. You've got to be able to point to everything and back up everything that you're saying. But certainly try and reach out and do everything yourself with that person.
At the moment, I think what we're learning as well is that we've been writing what's instructed, we've been writing directly to the social media companies, often without much success, because they're in this, you need to talk to California, you need to talk to Dublin,
yeah,
you need to talk to,
yeah,
and they have all automated systems in place that you have to go through,
and you're being pushed around and the can's being kicked down the road. And so what we advise is to bypass that to a degree, go to the solicitors. You know, and we do get a response
when we are instructed. But before, even at that point, you can do what's known as a takedown request, which is very easy. It's a few boxes and you press submit. You have to be able to put the URL in to the system to show where that particular post is sitting, if it's a post or a series of posts or even a page. I mean, one thing we haven't actually pointed out is the amount of fake pages that are being set up, which is really quite sad. Some of these, you know, scam person here and scam person there, which is, you know, wholly inappropriate, you know, to do something like that, especially when it's because you're a competitor, maybe, but you're hiding behind, you know, the you know, people have been mentioning Facebook, for example, but
also,
you know, you're
reviews,
hiding behind it all.
Fake reviews. You get a lot of that.
It's not always about one person has put a post up. There's so many different variables here. But the minute that you do pick up the phone to us, I'd like to think that you've made certain attempts to, you know, to have the said post or page taken down.
And that's something that the court will also want to see. If it does go down that road and you are in court, the court are going to want to see the evidence that you've tried to exhaust all of the options that you had with the platform themselves before you then have had to take formal legal action to just pursue it.
And then when we are instructed, we can then send a letter out. You know, some of these are varied in terms of size and information.
Forgive me, sir. Here's a quiz question for you. Out of the social media companies, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube, who would be the most popular out of them?
YouTube.
Instagram.
So according to the Stat Counter, Global Stats, Social Media Stats Worldwide for October 2021, the results are as follows. Facebook is worldwide.
I was right.
Facebook, 72.27% of the world follows Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Twitter, 8.7%. Pinterest, 8.3%. Instagram, 4.2%. YouTube, 4.2%.
Wow.
And Reddit, 0.81%.
So Facebook is so far higher in terms of popularity.
72.
Still.
72. Now, that may be dwindling in the West. I think Facebook is flying in Africa and India, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm.
But it is quite staggering, isn't it?
Mm. And that the world lives on Facebook. It's become synonymous with lots of people's lives.
Gosh, I think part of it's just due to the share function. It's so easy to ping that thing across tons of different pages.
That actually leads us very neatly, Owen, onto the other point that we haven't raised, and that's in terms of sharing. So when someone has, they put a picture of someone and claimed that they are a scammer, or they're this or they're that, or it could be anything, and then they've, I don't know, changed the picture up a little bit. Other people are then sharing that and they're thinking that they're innocent in that. Well, we're here to tell you that is not the case. You are not innocent just because you are pleading ignorance. Isn't that right, Owen?
No.
There you are.
In terms of the UK, who's winning on the UK? So we did globally then. What about UK-wise?
Instagram.
Come on, Fatima, you're winning at the moment with Facebook.
I'm sticking with Facebook.
I'm going to stick with Facebook.
So Facebook is number one with 54%, Twitter is 20%, Instagram is 10%, Pinterest is 7%, YouTube is 2%, and Reddit is 1%.
Can I just ask you a question?
Instagram is owned by Facebook is an interesting point to
make. Can I just ask you a question? Have you ever used, you keep calling it Pinterest.
It's Pinterest.
Just so you know, it's Pinterest.
Like Pinterest, but Pinterest.
I thought it was a beer website.
Oh, Pinterest.
If you like beer,
you thought of an idea there. You've heard it here first, folks.
Pinterest.
See, I've never, this show, Meg, and I know I've read it, I know I've Pinterest, but I've never used them. I love YouTube, I love Twitter, I don't do Facebook, and I don't do Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That may be because I'm 55.
Mm. Oh, you think there's an age demographic?
I think they go through phases. I think Twitter was very, very popular in its infancy. It's now potentially because of reputations of people that are on it and the trolls and things like that. It's got a bit of a reputation itself that it's maybe not the most positive place. So people have moved on to things like Instagram and Facebook. I think they do go through waves.
My boy's 18 and he won't be seeing dad on Facebook. I think, is that the norm for kids now? They won't be seeing dad on Facebook?
Well, we'll put it to the listeners.
Would you do it, Owen? I mean, you're 20, what, 22?
22. I hardly use it. I think my account's been the same for the past 4 years.
We'll put it to the listeners, those that are listening, if you've got something to say on the what you use, what your children use maybe, we'd be interested to know. So do drop us an email at info@laudit.co.uk and let us know your thoughts.
Once you then go to the, or going back to when you, if you're a recipient of this harassment or defamation, are we saying that the individual will exhaust their own attempts at saving money, obviously.
Of course, unless they're not comfortable with it, then that's fair enough, and we completely understand.
And then come to us with an email at the info@lordit with a breakdown of what, and then someone will phone you back within that day.
Mm-hmm.
Have a discussion with one of the team here. You met us all. Michael, Fatima, Owen, Phyllis and Mark. One of us will be able to help you and steer you in the right direction, even if that means helping you out with the right email address to speak to the right person, perhaps. Or we may then have to consider a fee.
Yeah.
And the fees generally we're saying around £500 for a
letter. There's usually about 3 to 5 hours work to put a detailed letter of claim in. I mean, obviously every letter is different and it's unique depending on the circumstances, but 3 to 5 hours at a reduced rate like that. I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's a lot less than the money could be.
And does that include dealing with the sponsors or dealing with another? I mean, what am I going to get for that?
What you're going to get is out of those 3 to 5 hours, which is, we tend to do it as a fixed fee. So although we say 3 to 5 hours, it's a fixed fee of £500. Of course, once we've sent this letter out, if we get a response, we are going to review that response briefly and speak to you on the phone as part of that fee. It will then be at that point, depending on the content of the response, that we can then assess costs and advise you accordingly.
It's getting that plan of action together, isn't it? You get the response, you see what information you've given, you put that plan of action together and you allocate the costs for those actions that you may or may not want to go ahead with.
Okay. So really, what we're encouraging...
And we'll be seeking to get those costs back, of course, at all stages from the said...
post-party.
Now, over the months and years as well, we've had a lot of inquiries about legal aid. We don't offer legal aid. We do offer pro bono services, but they're on a case-by-case basis. But we do encourage you, if you are of low income, to contact the SRA or the Law Society. The SRA being the Solicitors Regulation Authority. And they'll have a list of legal aid firms that may be able to assist you. We're not on the panel, we're not franchised, so... We're very sorry about that. We'll still take your call if you are desperate. So
we're not going to charge you just to have a conversation. We might signpost you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Also, Citizens Advice Bureau is on hand for some matters. They'll be able to signpost you to certain resources.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Now we're going to keep doing a lot of these podcasts on this nature, this area of law, because there are some very specific points in terms of defences and the reason why someone may be behaving in such a manner that seems on the face of it as unreasonable. So do keep stay tuned in. We'll keep putting some very interesting podcasts together, and hopefully we can answer some of your questions to save you having to call us.
Nice little cliffhanger there.
There you are.
Perfect. Well, thank you everyone for listening. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. And again, that email address is info@lordit.co.uk. Phone number 02380 235 979. It's been a pleasure, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Thank you.